point.
All rise. Three taps is stand. It is.
Right. So we'll see the bill.
Yeah, you get a motion to approve the minutes of the June 20th meeting.
Second.
Alrighty, all those in favor?
Aye.
Do we need to do the minutes from the
What's that?
All right, we do have a number of resolutions we need to take a look at, but we do have a report from Board of Elections, and Tom, you're here, and did Vic send somebody, or?
No, Vic is away.
Yeah, I know he was away. I thought he was sending the deputy over.
Ashley, I think she had something going on tonight.
No problem.
I said it was no big deal.
Alrighty. Well, I think one of the questions that was brought up in the past, we've had a couple of, some people have been complaining about election night reporting. Mm-hmm. In the past, we used to be able to get the election reports much quicker, and I know some of them were unofficial. I know we still do it in the city of Kingston, where somebody calls in, it's Joe Schmo, the guy that was watching the stuff, would get the numbers and call in. And of course, those the numbers are unofficial until you actually get the you guys get the tag. But the thing is that we're waiting real late into the night, and I think that's what was, I believe that was the complaint, was it not?
I think so. I've heard that complaint a number of times. I shouldn't say frequently.
I don't know what you're doing to address that. Maybe you can fill us in a little bit.
Yeah, we heard that complaint also.
I know I complained.
I don't complain. So
it's basically welcome to the world of technology. Call planes are no longer allowed. As you know, our voting systems are now electronic. So all results from election night must be taken off the memory card in the voting system. The challenge here in Ulster County is we are large geographically. We may not have as many poll sites or as many voters as some other counties, but our poll sites are all over the place. Greenfield Park, Denning, Hardenburg. So getting the memory cards back to the board to be read is our dilemma. We have instituted a few different things since the last general election, because as you know, this is the year of elections. We ran the presidential primary, the congressional primary, two sets of school elections, and we're running a special election tomorrow. Mm-hmm. For the congressional the presidential primary, we were able to get all memory cards back right around 10:30, 10:40, which means we had all results loaded before 11, which is an improvement because in prior years we have been after 11 o'clock before all the results are on. So we've improved that scenario. Whether we can take it even another step further, we'll have to see when this general election comes up, because the general election will be the true test, as that's when the larger turnout will occur. There's an option that we looked into that you can set up, for lack of a better term, sites that you can load the memory cards on. There's a certain set of equipment that needs to be purchased. There is also a requirement for certain infrastructure at those sites. And, of course, it has to be staffed by us. We did look into that, the purchase of the equipment. We did look into the infrastructure. Unfortunately, expense-wise, it's quite expensive. And infrastructure-wise, the areas that are causing the delay don't have the infrastructure needed to get the results to us. So it's like a catch-22 in the fact that there is this option here, but that option, because of what we discussed originally with the geographics, it makes it tough to do. So we're going to see how the new return of the memory cards works for this general election. And if it does not, then we'll have to look into maybe, see how much the county is willing to spend to get the results sooner.
Well, what in other words, I know what you're saying, and you know, when you have to load the memory card itself, but couldn't you run an unofficial with a call in?
No, by law we cannot. I don't
the
know.
The law you, says you can't do it.
That's correct. I don't know if you realize it, but just between all of us in the room,
and the tape recorder on,
and the tape recorder,
Ulster County did not. Yeah, don't take any notes on this. This is not for recording.
It gets recorded, so if it's not for recording, you shouldn't say it.
This will be posted. This will be posted on our website. So
Ulster County originally stayed with the call-in procedure when these systems first came into place, and then when you had your typical hiccup that you do with a transposition error because somebody calls in from a poll site, somebody on the other end of their phone at IS is recording it.
And it goes from being 12 to being 21 or something
and
like that. Yeah.
Well, that happens. We know that.
Yeah, that happens. But here's the difference. When it happened with the lever machines, everybody understood that, and there was no law that said we couldn't do that. When that happened with the electronic voting systems we have now, and a call was placed to the state reprimanded us and said you must use the memory cards. That's what the law
said. Well, but you don't need to. The call-in is not something that goes to the state. Only the memory card does. The call-in is just meant for an unofficial,
We can't post the call-in number.
All right, because it used to be unofficial then. When you did the call-in numbers were really unofficial until you actually got the printed sheet. But we kind of knew where it was, and then once in a while there would be a hiccup, and they would, somebody screwed in the call.
They probably wouldn't have bothered us, but a complaint was made, and now we have to go back.
I think that that first year there were a lot of hiccups because of some of our more.
Listen, you were taking the readings off of a tape that nobody had seen before.
I'm not saying that. I wasn't attacking. The inspectors were used to a certain.
But the bottom line, we did that for a couple of years until somebody finally complained to the state, and then they said, "Listen, you got to take it off the memory card. You can't use call-in procedure." So, yes, Carl. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. So, you know, in years past, when we had the paper, the lever machines and the paper, I don't know, was that a courtesy that you gave poll watchers an opportunity to tally the votes for themselves? Because I've been a poll watcher for 7 years, and it was always just, I don't know if it's an unwritten rule or whatever, that we've got a chance to take a look at the tapes. Last election.
Here's the bottom line. If you're at a poll site
and
you request them to read the results, they will read them. But it's up to you to record them.
Right.
No longer will the inspectors record them. Because in order for us to get everything back, everything must be done before those memory cards get in the security pack, are locked, put in the red supply bag, which is picked up by our staff or local law enforcement, brought back to us.
Right. Well,
in the old days, they had to write the numbers down and tally because they were calling them into us. So write them in down and tally, and they tell you as a poll watcher. That's not happening anymore.
Well, I feel that's a check and balance because you're an elections you're a poll watcher. You're making sure that things are on the up and up. And
not,
I know
not really
they're looking. They're looking for paper, for the paper scans to match the number on the sheet. Right? How many ballots were cast by paper? In the machine.
There's a ballot reconciliation that's done by the inspectors to clarify that.
Right, okay. Oh, I was there at the Esopus Town Hall, and I'm trying to take the figures down, and the tapes were just whisked away from me, and the other...
And that's correct.
And
procedure,
that's
by
it.
The
goodbye.
It's nothing personal.
Okay. because it didn't seem like it was on the up and up, because it was Victor. Victor was the one who picked up the tapes. And he just grabbed him and said, "Nope, sorry, we got to go. Goodbye."
Yeah, we do, because we have to get those posted to the website. Yeah.
But he could have requested that
they should have read the numbers, too.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have requested that the numbers.
I'm in that situation, and I write down the numbers.
Good enough.
Well, see, the idea is having the numbers read, then people can get their own unofficial. I know at the City of Kingston they do that all the time. We have in other words, I don't know about the other side, but my side of the aisle has a team that's out there, and We know as soon as those are read, mm-hmm. by 9:30, we know the results of every ward and every mm-hmm. thing that happened in the city mm-hmm. of Kings. And we know
the key
then,
is to have your poll watchers there and yeah. have it read.
Right.
I worked at the Midtown yeah. Center. We shorthanded. I read them aloud for everybody there.
Yeah, and that was the only, that was the, well, maybe it was your fault then. That was the only one that held everything up last night. Ooh. Just kidding, you, Tom.
Well, no, it held it up because of that. The problem is there. That had you want to really know.
Uh-oh.
Well, that had three.
You know, we don't want to go there, I don't think.
That had, I don't think so.
That had three wards, I think, in there at the same place.
It's a huge place.
Yeah, that
it's
was
a huge
the
place, and it's tough to staff.
That was the problem there. Yeah, there was three wards in the same area. So that's the one that held everybody up for a while. But all the other ones were in pretty, real quick, within 10 minutes.
Do you want to take resolution 4 out of order while Tom's here? It's the commissioner reappointment.
Sure.
Of his co-commissioner.
So that's where we stand. Are any other questions for why and how it operates now? Trust me, it wasn't my idea.
Sorry,
that's
we still want what we wanted.
234. Oh, 324. Wow, that was dyslexic.
324, yeah, you had me saying the same thing.
All right, so we are working on it, and hopefully...
Now I have another question before you go.
Yeah.
Right now they're going to have a ballot initiative on there that I find is the way the wording was is extremely manipulative and really counter to the democratic process if you read this ballot. You may not agree with that, but I do, and I got to find out how I challenge it because I'm willing to spend my money to challenge it only because I feel that it's probably the most undemocratic and listing for a ballot other than the one for gambling that was done a couple of years ago. That was probably equally undemocratic, and I don't mean party, of course. It's just, it's very manipulative the way it's reading. So my take on it is I have to find out how to challenge that. So what do I do to challenge that ballot?
I don't know if you can challenge it, Dave, before it gets to the ballot. I don't know if there's any challenge process directly through the county exec or the attorney, because that's where the proposition comes from. But any challenge to anything on
the clerk of the legislature
ballot has to go through the Supreme Court.
Of the legislature.
Well, it was written by the clerk of the legislature, with, of course, the chairman and the county executive wrote it, but she's the one that has to sign off on it, so she's the one. So I don't know what, do you know what the process is?
I'd have to check into it.
Could you please do that?
Sure.
Because I don't know what the timely manner of that is. Yeah. Because
we really have no say on the propositions because those are, they come to us just.
Right. It was, the right. proposition gets delivered to the Board of Elections to place on the ballot.
It's all up to the towns, counties.
So when does that get delivered by?
It's already been delivered.
I was going to say. Oh, wait, is it?
It's there already.
It's there already?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it just goes automatically, right? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The legislature voted to place it on the ballot. It goes in the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't vote that language.
We just received what's supposed to be put on for the
proposition. There was no language put in there.
That's all generated here or at some town proposition or some building.
So I'll look into that.
Thank you. I'll probably be contacting the common council members because I think they're going to have a little problem with that too. Everybody really should have a problem with it, but that's besides the point. Alrighty, thank you.
That's it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll keep you abreast of how this works with our new deliveries.
And stay out of trouble, will you, Tom?
What's that?
Stay out of trouble, will you?
I will try.
Stay dry.
All right, on resolution, we should have voted on it, but before he was voting, resolution 324, reappointing the commissioner of elections.
I'll move it.
Second.
All righty, moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. No, we took that out of order.
Of course you got a better one.
You need the ball. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not borrowing it.
Oh, okay.
That's how we borrow this.
That's a good pen.
My name of that is a sponsor.
Pen theft is a serious thing.
He's a good teacher. Made a lot of money.
Refillable.
Ooh.
Ooh.
She's not on this committee.
Oh. Well, you sure you don't want to be? What's that?
All righty, we'll go to resolution number 291, which is setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9 of 2006 regarding campaign finance reform. The committee, the chairman of this committee, set up a subcommittee, and we have not met. I was chairing it. Rodriguez and Legislator Parody are on it. And I'm looking at possibly Monday, 7 p.m. after the environmental meeting.
Okay.
Sort of something like that again.
Okay, we could do that. But in the meantime, we should probably postpone this, I guess.
Yeah, until so this, right now, there's, yeah, it would make more sense to postpone this.
Sure. Until so I'll second. I'll postpone. So I'll move to postpone and
second.
Seconded by Carl. All those in favor postponing it?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pass, postponed, and pulled. The subcommittee meets. All right, we have a resolution 293 setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 10 of 216, a local law prohibiting discrimination on the basis of gender identity at places of public accommodation, resort, or amusement to be held on August 9th. The sponsor is here. Would you like to say something?
Yes, I would like to withdraw resolution 293, setting public hearing of proposed local law 10 until August session, so that we may incorporate the amended language based on the exhaustive session that we held last week. And thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Thank you all who attended, in order to procedurally give the time to incorporate it for the floor in the August session.
Well, I'd entertain a motion to postpone this
Is it to be withdrawn by the sponsor?
Withdrawing. Okay. Oh, so it's withdrawing. Okay. Yeah. Nope. Then you don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The next one was defeated in
actually,
government efficiency and review. Thank
you, Mr. Chair. Just for clarity's sake, for anybody here in the public, just for point of clarification, Legislator Berkey is withdrawing 293, so that way all the amended language that we created as a result of that session can be incorporated into that new law, and so that way when it gets reintroduced, it will be with that amended language as opposed to battling it out in this committee with regards to what those amendments would be. Okay.
Right. With respect to all the questions that were raised.
Yeah. Right. And we basically got that extra money. You know, we finally got those today, so mm-hmm. It would be kind of rushing of some.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
Sorry.
No problem.
320. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
So that is with John.
Yeah.
Or it's been done.
And thank you for all your time in the last month looking at this law.
You're welcome. Resolution 328, approving the execution of a contract amending in excess of $50,000 for Maynard O'Connor Smith and Catalina.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Now, what is that one for again?
This is the
litigation that the county's engaged in about a road project. We were brought into the litigation, another firm into litigation, which brought another firm into litigation. It's a contractor subcontractor dispute over some things that went awry with a bridge project.
I have additional information.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
Is it publicly shareable because we're in a public session?
Yes.
I will share what is in the complaint. These are
beautiful.
Simply from.
That's fine.
So there are a number of causes of action that ARIS brought against the county. One question that I think Legislator Bartel had was the amount of damages. Between all of the different causes of action, the total amount of damages alleged is about $1 million. As I mentioned last time,
this was brought against the county.
Yes, ARIS sued the county. Their causes of action alleged breach of contract, unjust enrichment, and basically that the county's actions delayed the construction project. The project was delayed when a underground fiber optic line was discovered. As a result of the delay, ARIS sent a bill to the county for additional money.
How much was that?
That was... In May of 2012, ARIS submitted a claim requesting an additional $742,137.54. Now, we hired Majeski and Masters. They are a, we hired them, M&M for short, for architectural and engineering consulting services. They were, M&M was responsible for doing the title searches, right-of-way surveys, and mapping that would have discovered this easement. This easement was recorded back in 1998 or 96, so it is something that should have been discovered with a proper title search. So we denied the allegations that Aris brought against us and also brought in as a third-party defendant M&M because they were responsible for the due diligence to find the easement, and also their contract required that they indemnify the county in this type of suit. So Maynard and O'Connor is a local firm. They have experience in this kind of construction litigation. At this point, we are in the midst of discovery, and there are a number of depositions that still have to be held. And so that is the reason for the request for the contract amendment.
Dave, can I ask a question?
Sure.
And if you answered this and I just missed it, I apologize. You know, we can... you know, we can ask for attorney's fees if we're victorious in this, correct?
I think that we can, yeah. I think that is correct.
All right. Because that's, you know, I know that that's a concern of the legislature, and that was something that I had asked. I just wanted to put on the record that, that's something that we can try to recover in the end.
The
exactly, yeah.
That M&M mm-hmm. is supposed to
exactly.
for the contract.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, this is for 75, but then it says not to exceed 165.
I think the contract amendment is for $75,000 more. We've already approved one. We already approved this contract once, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. That, and I think so. We must have, but I don't have that.
It's an amendment.
It's a $75,000 amendment to increase the not to exceed to
$165,000.
Mm-hmm. So clearly we already had it in there for $90,000 at some point.
And they are very qualified, and we are actually saving money by using the local firm as opposed to Keenan Bean,
yeah.
So their hourly rate is slower.
And there's a local economic development impact because Maynard O'Connor and Catalinato is local.
Oh, Lord, Kenny. But Bean and Keen have better mugs, all right? I mean, come on. Come on.
Coffee mugs, yeah.
I'm just saying, you just an economic development. Your pitch is an economic
any
development.
Any other thing. Comment on this? Any questions?
Nope.
All right. Invite somebody to move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
Made move by Rodriguez. Second. From by Monk. Any discussions on the matter?
Nope.
I'm wondering why can't the county attorney's office do this?
It's because we don't have that type of experience. It's a very complex construction litigation. There are firms that do only this type of construction litigation. Maynard does not do only this, but they do have this type of experience. And it's, like I said, the discovery is ongoing. There are a number of architects and engineers that still have to be deposed. It's just a large, large litigation.
All right, well. No more discussion. We call for the vote.
Aye.
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 Thanks, Chris.
I need to change the titles. That's my fault.
All right, we have late resolutions.
This is 354.
$354, yes, and
$355. I'm betting on that bar. I've been two times.
Oh.
No.
But now you're consistent.
Yep, $354.
Like the rip of the pen is better.
Alrighty, $354, amending the 2016 county budget to include revenues from use fee associated with tourism railroad operations on the eastern segment of the Ulster Delaware Railroad.
I will very emphatically move that resolution for discussion.
I'll second. And these were late?
Yes.
And why were they late?
They were late for a, well, they basically Why they were, I don't know why they were late.
I can answer to that if that's all right.
Go ahead.
You know, we just got finished with a 25-year lease on a county asset. You know, this is going to be the first of the new, you know, the new type of permit for use. And I think the attorneys wanted to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. And I believe in my conversations with the executive's office and his staff that they wanted to bring us a signed permit and not to bring us something that was still, you know, in limbo. And this had these two permits have been signed by the Catskill Mountain Railroad.
Yep.
They have
so. Yes.
Signed already.
Yes.
Yeah, the permits are signed now. It's up to us to locate them.
So 354 is the budget line, and 355 is the...
They're both Eastern, one's Western. They're the budget line and the permit.
Yep.
Together.
Okay.
The Eastern one, which we're talking about now, is a automatically renewing one-month permit for 4.5 years, essentially.
And 355 is just for the
correct.
For the remainder of this... Remainder of 2016, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
There. Right.
There.
And there is a 60-day clause. You can throw them off for no cause whatsoever. You know, if somebody makes a bad statement about something, I should be thrown out.
It's the same termination clause we have in every single one of our contracts.
Anyway.
There.
Hmm? Oh, that's fine.
All
right. What were you going to say?
That's not the same as all of them, but
well, I'll be supporting it, but I find it, I mean, it's sort of one of these things where you have to laugh from crying. You know, two and a half years ago when they were told to be forced off the railroad and forced into a litigation and then spending $375,000 of their money, and they would spend the, who knows how much we spent because it's been hidden from us. So, and then here we are signing a lease with them. Don't you find that a bit ironic? But, oh, well, it is what it is.
It's not a lease.
I moved the question was moved by you.
Yes,
and was
moved by me.
By, who seconded
it? I seconded it.
Seconded it.
I mean, they won the RFP.
All those, I know that. Interesting. All those in favor?
I still have a question.
I'm
sorry.
Paul, wait, wait,
oh, so ahead. Close.
I know. When did... I know I got an email about this sometime late last week. When did these come in?
The resolution?
Yeah, the resolution is today.
Today. I haven't even read them. How can I approve them?
Well, that's why we wanted to get the permit out last week. I mean, I'll tell you this. The reason, you know, I am the biggest stickler of anybody, I think, with late resolutions and, you know, and strict adherence to our rules. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that this should be voted on as a late because I don't want to be the person who stops the Polar Express from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
from
should be
what
voting
we,
on the permit.
From what we've been told by not only the executive's office, but also the Catskill Mountain Railroad and the company that operates the company that operates the Polar Express, that if we get them on track on August 1st, which this would allow us to do, that they would be able to hold the Polar Express this year.
So you're right. What they're doing is they're making you hurry up because they screwed up. So now you got to hurry up and pass the resolution.
I don't think that's what that said.
It's up to you.
All right. Mr. Chair, can we actually take 355 and 354 just together? Is that okay? Because it's the same thing.
Want to amend your motion?
I can like make my comments.
He knows your game.
You're so gracious, Mr. Chair.
I'll be fine with it.
All right. So on the both of them on 354 and 355.
Well, that's up to Carl. Carl says no. It's
the permits are. Did you look at the permits that came in last? Last
Carl,
week,
you got to hurry up and make a decision.
Most of this.
Carl, you got to hurry up and make a decision.
How many meetings do we have in here? I can't get it all.
All right.
So I'll vote to block those two resolutions.
Or I'll second it or whatever you want to do.
All right.
So you read through these, 354, right?
354 or 355.
You read through these and you know
them? No, I voted to block them.
All right, now, are you going to vote for him, or...
Well, let's do this in the chairman-like way. I vote no, because I honestly feel like I'm buying a car and signing a contract before I've read it. And I just don't think it's fair to say, oh, yeah, I approve these two permits and not even know exactly the language in them. I mean, I want the Polar Express like anyone else, but...
Do you want to take time to read them? I mean, they're not that long.
What difference does my vote make if you all vote yes? It doesn't have to be unanimous. Right. Unless you vote no, then it fails.
No, I don't.
Then it fails.
I also do not like voting on things I haven't read, to be honest with you. And that's a problem I also have, you know, with this. And, you know, so when you're looking at these things... And
the permits were circulated last week. The thing that came in today was the resolutions with the budget impact.
Right.
Okay, well, that's what I asked.
Right.
I thought you said today.
Well, no, the resolutions came in today. The permits were circulated last week.
Okay. All right, so these that didn't change since last week.
Minor changes as they were asked for by our council and the Casca Mountain Railroad.
And they're already signed by that amount. By Casca Mountain.
Casca yes. Mountain Railroad's agreement.
And the pedal.
And honestly, our council, you know, Erica and I went through it and in conversations with the county attorney's office added language in it on what are commonly called the death penalty, you know, instances where they would be terminated for cause,
mm-hmm.
And delineated examples of such things to make it so it was less broad.
What have they made, like negative comments about you or county executive?
No, believe me, I've had enough negative comments made about me. You know, when people are standing right in front of me, I'm
fine
with it.
That's what it was in the settlement. In the settlement, they were not allowed to make.
Well, we're not talking about the settlement right now. Right now, we're talking about the permits.
All right, I'm going to change my vote to a yes. I don't want to stop the Polar Express, and I guess which. Good for the goose is good for the gander. They already agreed to it.
All right, well,
I don't want to hear any more about it.
So you're going to hear more about it.
Yes. I'm a yes.
I have a good authority.
On the block, and yes on both resolutions.
I'll be
yes.
a
because my
yes
opinion is the only one that matters on this
committee. I'm not sure I'll be a yes on the floor, though.
Okay. Fair enough.
But I have no problem with sending it to the floor.
Okay. I'm excited for tourist railroad operations again.
How did you vote?
Yes.
Okay. How did you vote?
Have a good night, Tracy.
Yes.
Bye, Tracy.
Okay. Sorry.
No, there's a name missing from the sponsors of 356.
Hmm? There's a sponsor missing on Resolution 356, Mr. Chairman.
Uh-oh. Oh, I was supposed to be added to that. My name will be added to that.
You probably have to add Mr. Briggs as well, since he's the one who asked for it.
All right, and then we have another late, the never-ending continuation of another 90-day extension.
I think we should give them a 180-day extension, but that's just
either. I think we need to give them 90 years. Maybe we can do a 90-year extension on this? Or
I realize...
That's not a substantive change.
I realize we've had our frustrations, but do you hate me that much, David, that you'd want me to have to endure this that much...
Yeah, you'll be on 30.
This is actually almost under my objection, by the way.
I will only sponsor this if I'm taken off of it.
No. Ken, if I'm being tortured, you would be tortured.
Fair enough.
All right, you want to fill us in?
I'll move it.
It comes at the request of the committee. I mean, you know, we are inching closer to completion. However, there are still some. There's still some points that have to be really fleshed out, and whether it's part of it's cost related, part of it is, for example, and Ken, you brought this up. You know, privatization is still a weak link, so to speak, because it was not as explored by the committee as it probably should have been. That's probably by the nature of who's on the committee, right? You know, everybody sort of adopted their own sort of, you know, personal process that they prefer, whether it's a gasification or a landfill or both, this, that,
and the other
thing.
The other part of it, if I could just jump in, the other part
sure,
of it is that...
You've now attended a few of these meetings, so
yes,
you know what it's like.
Yes, I have. And I'll tell... And I'm a named member on the committee in my title as chair of the legislature, and one of the concerns that I have is that I've only been a named member of this commission since March, and it had met for almost an entire year prior to that.
Yep.
And I wasn't in on any of those things, on any of those meetings. So now that I'm there giving my opinion, I've gotten some pushback from some committee members. Well, yep. You haven't been here. Well, it's not my fault I haven't been there.
No.
I just got appointed to it.
And you're also not even alone in that. Remember, we also then got a new member from the city of Kingston, and that happened.
And from the Resource Recovery Agency.
We had a new member from the Resource Recovery Agency. So part of that was getting those folks up to speed, and actually, we actually ended up doing a second round of tours, places that we'd already gone to, so we get those agencies, those new members up to speed.
So you guys just weren't partying it up and not doing anything.
I wish.
No, they weren't.
Really, really wish.
We have the staff time to prove it.
Yeah, we do. But.
Alrighty, well, maybe you moved it.
Seconded
it. Did I move it?
No, is there an... Any preliminary?
No. And I got
so far they're gonna. So far they're gonna resolve to have a lot of studies.
No, and this is this may be more than I cared to share, but you know it's a frustration. You know, and I get that there's some hesitancy. I get that there is, you know, by the nature of these kinds of committees, you're never gonna have 100% information. You know, right. You're never gonna have. A silver bullet, you know, and so at a certain point, that's something that I've really got to start myself and Carl and others have to really kind of drive home with the full commission is kind of say, like, you know, look, we're going to have to be able to get something to the legislature that's both palatable, but that's also realistic and that's got some near term and long term, you know, sort of solutions to the overall trash problem.
So you are going to have an action plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And that's actually where we actually, even like our two meetings ago, I should start actually having more
throat dust. Then I will be impressed, possibly.
Possibly.
No, it's let's face reality. You're biting off a rather
large chunk. Oh yeah, no, and that was something that
like trying to eat an elephant.
And that was something even trying to kind of
that's a new one. I haven't heard that before.
Trying to get the commission members to focus up that way.
Eat an elephant, one bite at a time, right?
That's
right.
Prediction. In 90 days, when that report comes to the legislature. You're going to be video conferenced in for Florida, I'm sure.
Oh.
We're talking October?
No.
Nope.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm here all the time. I think I've only video conferenced in once.
Yeah, you just once.
I've only video conferenced in once.
Oh, really?
I tried to twice.
I go maybe in California, but probably not Florida. Or maybe Washington State.
What we call the question?
Yes. We're getting the deep vacation.
90 days.
No, it's great. It's great.
12, 90 minutes.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those in favor? Okay.
All right. God help me.
I would like to bring up a small piece of new business, if I could. Just as thought of it as I was sitting here. This is the year, based on our last charter revision, that we need to... ask the state for the home rule request to be able to have a referendum on the a permissive referendum on redistricting. So it's something I'm going to be chatting with our councils on. We resolved that if we did not come to an agreement on that by 2016, then it goes back to a new charter commission. To clean up before
the
end.
The old one?
Huh? New one.
A new one, yeah.
So, I've been pondering it for a while. We've been involved in a lot of things, but it's something that I'm going to be putting on the front burner soon, so I want you folks to be aware in Laws and Rules.
Okay.
Now, what would happen if we do nothing?
A new charter commission would have to be impaneled to take up again the issue of redistricting.
That's one vote, no.
It was settled by, you know, because there were some of the legislators wanted to have the legislature approve the districts at the end, because that's what we're elected to do, be the representatives for our constituents.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Not to draw the lines, but to approve or disapprove of the lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there were other legislators who thought that it should be just up to the commission on a bunch of appointed unelected people. And, in the end... We resolved to ask for a permissive referendum. So if
right, so
we could vote to have a referendum on the lines if we wanted to. Right now, it's not one of the things that we can have a referendum on.
But we can unless the state allows us. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
The state has not allowed that yet.
We would just need home rule. So we need home rule. Yeah.
So that would. So what
we can put the home rule request in this year, and it would go for the next legislative session.
So in the end, what ends up happening is if we, what would the referendum read?
It'd be on the lines, but the lines would be drawn in the
depends if you're like writing your own front
the odd year. Well, no, I'm saying, but then that way actually delay it out another 2 years, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's just use 2011 right as an example, right? 2011 at that point, the 2010 census is in. We had the commission working at that point for 2011.
It would be 2013.
You know, and that scenario would be 2013, which means that I'm saying, like I just said, it would delay it then an additional 2 years because then you'd need the referendum to happen on those new lines and then you have to run on those new lines.
But the way we changed the charter already, it would already, the new districts would already take effect in 2013. It was in 2023. Because we redistrict in years ending in two now and not in years ending in one, and that was because of the snafu with the numbers not coming fast enough the last time.
True.
Right, so we could actually put the referendum in on...
in the year with the one, yeah.
In 2012.
Yes.
No, but you could put the referendum up, though. Well, you could put it in 12, or you can do
well,
it
that
in...
That way you don't have a...
But you can't have the referendum before you have the districts.
I know.
So.
But it depends on how quickly you have to do the districts.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. But anyway, I just wanted to put that on the table. I thought that was important to bring up.
Thanks for bringing it up. Yeah. Probably most of us forgot about it.
Yeah.
Sure. Everybody.
Very good.
That's all I have.
Any other information?
Not done yet.
None?
Nope.
I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in
aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.